This morning, I want to bring you a message on the fact that you don't have to fail. As we look out in this world and the circumstances that are taking place in this world, we could get the idea that everything's a failure. And that's not the case. And we don't have to be failures. Many, unfortunately, choose to be failures, but they don't have to be failures. The authority of God and the power of God to keep is incredible. The will of God to bless us is absolutely amazing. But sometimes we have a difficulty getting through that 6-inch road of gray matter to where we think, oh, this is hopeless, this is useless, there is nothing that can be done. I am who I am, and that's who I am according to Popeye. But we're not Popeye Christians. We need to remember that God is greater than we are, and that His strength and His glory is far more important. And we don't have to fail, but we can be overcomers. And I want to share with you four things today that will help you to not fail. As I was reading through the scriptures, I came across Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. And as I began to read that and work my way through it, I got out several different translations. And I'm going to read this from the New American Standard, but then I'm also going to read what the King James Version, how it brings this out. But Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26 says this, "Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these stars. The one who leads forth their host by number, he calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing." The King James closes that 26th verse with these words, "For that he is strong in power, not one faileth." When you consider all of the stars, when you consider all of the planets, all of the universes, all of creation that exists, folks, it continues because of God's strength, because of His declarations, because of His will. I kind of chuckle at modern-day science. But, you know, God is the one who sustains all things. Modern-day science does absolutely everything they can do to disprove God, and so they develop all of these crazy, weird little theories, and then you find 2 or 3 years later somebody else has a new theory that disproves the first theory. And yet none of them have been able to disprove the authority and the power of God. And since God is all authoritative, since He is all powerful, since He is all wise, since He is the great creator and designer of all things, and because He never fails, we can walk in boldness. We can walk in faith and in trust, and we can be victorious as well. Because our Father never fails, we don't need to fail. I want to share with you, as I stated earlier, four things that kind of help us if we realize their importance. The very first thing that I want to share with you that can keep us so that we don't have to fail is that we need to have faith. Now, faith is sometimes a simplistic word, and people say, yeah, I know what that means. That means I have to believe in Jesus. No, it's too simplistic. You see, because genuine faith is not belief, but it is belief that is put into practice. It is belief that is fully confident in God and in who He is and what He wants to do. The whole idea of easy believism, yeah, just have faith and in God and you will be saved. I'm sorry. But that's not what faith is. Faith is a confidence in God that produces change in the heart and the life of the individual. You know, the Bible tells us that the demons have faith. They believe in God. But what? But they're forever condemned. And so, faith needs to be the kind of faith that is so trusting in God and so committed to God that we don't walk away. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. John says this. He says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Most Christians need to exercise their faith in God. You know, that they need to get some spiritual strength because that's what makes the difference between success and failure. Faith brings to us this process. Faith brings conversion, which leads to cleansing, which leads to confidence, which produces courage. And courage, when it works itself out, produces the blessing of God on the life. Those four elements of faith help us to be victorious in Jesus Christ. When we trust in Him, we are converted. When we submit fully to Him, we are cleansed. When we are cleansed, we have confidence that God is going to use us and work out His perfect plan. And then that confidence leads to courage to speak for our faith, wherever we're at, and to whomever we're talking. Have faith, and you won't fail. Secondly, the second thing we need to not be a failure is we need to have action. James chapter 1, verse 22 tells us not to be hearers only of the word, but to be doers of the word. Not hearers only. I'm going to tell you, if the only spiritual nourishment you get is what takes place in this worship service, you're dying. You're dying. You are never going to grow. You are never going to be what God wants you to be. And we need to not just sit and listen or sit and daydream, or sit and sleep. We need to leave the house of God to serve Him. I was in a church recently and had gone to a wedding. And there was a sign above the door going into the church. It says, enter to worship. Just as you were going into the church, it was enter to worship. And then as you were leaving to go back out, it said above the door on the inside, leave to serve. I like that. We enter in here to worship, but we leave this place to go out into God's fields, to put our faith into action out in this world, to witness, and we're all called to be witnesses. We don't all have the gift of evangelism. I understand that. That is a gift of God, to be able to communicate the Word of God in a fashion that brings people to a decision for Christ. Not everybody has that gift. Understand. But witnessing's different. Witnessing is to tell people what Jesus Christ has done for us. That's witnessing. How long has it been since you were talking with someone at work or school or wherever, and you told them what Jesus Christ has done for you? How long has that been? We're called to be witnesses, to tell people what Jesus Christ has done for us. So we're not to be hearers of the word only, but we are to be doers of the word as well, to put into practice, to put into action our faith. Number three, the next element of life that we need in order to not fail, we have to have faith. We need to put that faith into action, but we need to have insight. James chapter 1, verse 5 tells us that, look, if any one of you lacks wisdom, let them ask of God, who gives liberally. If you lack wisdom, ask of God. If you lack the insights of how to live an honorable, respectful life for God, if you lack that wisdom, ask Him. And He will show it to you. Now, His answers are very simple and they're very clear and they're contained in the Word of God. That's why studying the Word of God is so important. And insight is needed if we are to be successful for God. Having His mind, having His understanding, having His wisdom, which is far above man's wisdom, is what produces success in the life of the believer. Christians who totally commit their lives to God are promised guidance and direction from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God, and He flows through the life of the individual. And we receive wisdom by asking God in faith, believing that He is truth. Gain insight by getting God's wisdom. And then the fourth thing, if we are to never fail, is that we need to love as God loves. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the 13th verse. It's very simple. It says, now abides faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love. Marriages fail. Homes are shattered. Churches are closed because of a lack of love. And it's generally not a lack of money, but it's a lack of love. And yet 13:8 tells us that love never fails. Love never fails. Love never fails. Because God never fails, and the truth is, God is love. Therefore, if we connect in to the love of God, and we follow the love of God, we'll never fail. So we don't have to be weak, wishy-washy, quote-unquote Christians. They're not Christians, really. They're really not. James says they're double-minded, and so they're unstable in all their ways. Any double-minded individual that focuses more on the world than they do on their spiritual condition is double-minded. Anyone who is hypocritical in their faith is double-minded. And they're unstable. They're unstable in the world. They're unstable in the faith. They're unstable in all of their ways. But when we fully plug in to the love of God and let Him love us, but then also let His love flow through us so that we love others, when that takes place, great success happens in the life of the believer. Friends and loved ones may forsake us. Wealth and possessions may rust and disappear. Youth and beauty die. But love never fails. We need to remember that. And God's love is powerful, it is pure, and it is effective. So if you don't want to fail, have faith. Put that faith into action. Seek the wisdom of God or the insights of God, and then love as God has told you. Do that. You'll not fail. Let's stand. Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for a faith that does not need to fail. And Father, teach us to not fail you. Teach us to be faithful. Teach us to be obedient. Teach us to be honorable. Teach us all of the things that are necessary, not for survival, but for success. Father, teach us to love as you have loved us. Now, Lord, please watch over us as we leave this place today. Let us leave to serve and to be involved in your kingdom's work. And we'll give you thanks and we'll give you glory and praise, for it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus today. Thank you for being here.